I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Little appears in the media about the happenings in Sudan. For the suffering Sudanese church, no news means no prayers. Christians in Sudan are outnumbered by a Muslim population that wants to see Christians essentially eradicated from the country. Reverend James Lagos Alexander, Bishop of the African Inland Church for Sudan and South Sudan, shares,
Christians have been killed in Nuba Mountain. Nobody knows. And we have churches being bulldozed, and nobody talk about this. So there is that kind of incidents keep happening, and quietly, and people are not being told.
Bishop Alexander asks you to pray for the church, God's protection, and for awareness. Find your place in the story and more ways to pray at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, mention India, and you may think of Delhi skyscrapers, curry spices. The thought of persecuted Christians may not be one of the first things that comes to mind. But for many Indian Christians, life is riddled with challenges in the majority Hindu nation. Mission India's Eric Morrishead says over 60% of Christians in India experience direct persecution, and it's a growing problem.
We had a church planter. He was cut off from the village's electricity and water supply, and was depending on God for where to sleep. Neighbors threw dead animals at his house to show how disgusted they were with him making the decision to follow Christ. And it can be as extreme as, Christians have been killed for their faith.
If you'd like to support Mission India's work, you can do so at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month's Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, In My Father's House. Stories written by a woman for women to help you in your walk of faith. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.